today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, wherever you are. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah on the program. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about thinking well of Allah.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me. Now, Allah, I realize what I was missing by being far from you.
Today, Tuesday, is the 28th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 3rd of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is verses 10 to 11 of chapter Ahzab from Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. إِذْ جَاءُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ أَسْفَلَ مِنْكُمْ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَإِذْ زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَا.
Remember when they came at you from above you and from below you, and when eyes shifted in fear and hearts reached the throats, and you assumed about Allah various assumptions. There the believers were tested and shaken with a severe shaking.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
You can taste the sweetness of the graces of Allah when you depict the bitter senses before you. The spiritual mood's effect on the body. Fear causes the ordinary function of the eyes and the heart to be disturbed. For example, the eye becomes terrified and the pulse of the heart becomes fast. In this part, we start this episode of today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. It was reported that Jabir ibn Abdullah narrated that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "None of you should die but believing well in Allah, but believing positively in Allah." The Prophet is telling you, do not die, except in a state of thinking positively and thinking well of Allah. And to die in a state, in a particular state, is not in our hands. Allah only knows how we will die, whether we will die doing well or whether we will die on sin. May Allah protect us all from that. That is why the Prophet is telling us to do your level best, that when death comes, you think positively of Allah, you think well of Allah, and if you do your best, Allah will fulfill what you hope and wish for.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is your host, Ali, and we are with you with a new topic, inshallah, to discuss with each other. The topic that we want to discuss it today is having full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is in Islamic terms called husn al-dhann billah. Let me recite and let's say focus on a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam on the show and to clarify it more that what we exactly mean about husn al-dhann or having trust in Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, says in the meaning of having trust in Allah, he says, optimism in God is to have no hope except in God and fear nothing but your sins. In this honorable hadith, Imam alayhi salam points out that the meaning of having good faith in Allah and hoping for his grace and mercy is not that a person refrains from fulfilling his duties and runs in the field of sin in the imagination of Allah's grace and forgiveness. No. Look, at the same time that we have full trust in Allah's mercy and grace and even his forgiveness, we have to have it in mind that, again, in the same time, what the servant of God performs. But it's true that the person actually have full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, it means that the person performs his duties and actions regularly, he does not have confidence and support in his own actions. And with this action, he has hope for the grace of God, who, with his grace and mercy, will perform these actions. So whatever we do, if it is good, so it comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is bad, it is the result of our actions.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And a continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at ways to get closer to Allah at home, and one of the example is istighfar. You will understand what's the meaning. It was narrated the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family said, every son of Adam commits sin. And the best of those who commit sin are those who repent. Istighfar is the Arabic word for seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repentance is a virtue that is beloved to Allah. It is to return to Allah in a beautiful and humble manner. Allah says in the Holy Quran, in chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 222, surely Allah loves those who always turn to Him in repentance. Regardless of how much we have sinned, we should not lose hope in Allah's mercy. Let us seek as much forgiveness as we can from Allah. branch of thinking well of Allah. That is when we sin. The Prophet said that one of the signs of excellence of one's worship is thinking well of Allah. This does not mean that we should not reflect on our state. A true believer is one who thinks well of Allah and therefore does good, whereas the disobedient one thinks bad of Allah and therefore does bad. If we think well of Allah no matter how bad we are, we also have hope that we can be better, and thus we strive to do good deeds. If we think badly of Allah, we assume that He will never forgive us, nor can He make us better, so we continue to sin. However, we should not make a mockery of this concept and deliberately sin, thinking Allah will forgive us anyway. One of the key principles of repentance is regret. If we do not truly regret the sin and simply ask for forgiveness to have that sin erased, we are paying lip service. Remember, you will only get what you intend.
Want Allah to increase His blessings upon you, His rahmah upon you in the world, and especially on the Day of Judgment, you know what to do. You simply need to increase your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ مِمَّا يَسْتَوْجُبُ بِهِ عُقُوبَتِي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. My believing servant will commit a major sin, and because of this major sin, he brings upon my punishment in the life and on the Day of Judgment. Wait a minute. Is there a contradiction here? Allah is saying my believing servant committing a major sin. How does that work? Isn't that a paradox? Don't we have a discrepancy here? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking to us, His creation. He has created us and He knows us very well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, look, you're not infallible. I did not create you infallible. You could be my believing servant, but at the same time, you could commit a major sin. If you commit a major sin, it's not the end of the world. You could still be my servant. You could still be a believer. We all make mistakes. We're human beings. And Allah recognizes that we're human beings who are fallible, who are prone to committing sins. There are some people in their minds that if some human being in society, he committed a sin, that's it. This is the end of the world. This person is no longer loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person is not to be respected. This person has no faith. That's not the case, brothers and sisters. Allah says this believing servant can actually commit a sin, a big sin. لَيُذْنِبُ الذَّنْبَ الْعَظِيمِ. And because of this, he brings upon my wrath. I have to punish him because of this sin in the world and in the hereafter. Now, there are some people who develop a habit of sinning. That's different. Allah is speaking about His believing servant who occasionally commits a sin.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special under the title of Thinking Well of Allah. That's a nice topic, so inshallah we're going to continue to discuss about it. So be with us. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي